This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Number one, clutter. When I'm feeling stressed about something, it makes me feel calm when I take an inventory of the things that I own and I can see it in my head, which means I need to minimalize what I have. I love traveling with just one bag. I'm very deep in the one bag community world. Well, deep in that I read a lot about it. I don't engage, but there's only so much you can do, though. I don't plan to live in a tiny house, though I think that'd be really cool. Or an Airstream trailer, that'd be really cool, too. I might try that. Number two, glitter. I feel like there's still glitter in one of my backpacks from middle school. You know, it somehow reproduces and it just keeps growing and you can just never get rid of it. And I'm always terrified that one day I will accidentally inhale glitter and then die. Number three, talking to my mom about the bar exam. Oh my God, because I have failed the bar exam in California. Like a lot of other people. I can tell her I want any prize, any award. I can be super, I can be at the very top of my game in my industry at work. And she'll be like, that's fine, that's cool. When are you gonna take the bar exam? It doesn't go anywhere. All roads lead back to Kathy taking the bar exam and when that's gonna happen. She thinks that having a license, so my mom's a nurse, and I think she thinks of having a license as more of a steady thing. You can't lose your license unless you do something horribly dumb and stupid or evil. So every time I tell her that, Mom, I got a raise, or we got a contract extension or whatever, she'll be like, well, you never know that's how long that's going to last. So when are you going to take the bar exam? Number four, swimming. I can't swim and I'm from Los Angeles. Number five, buses. I don't want to take a bus because I feel like I'm just going to get yelled at. I feel like it's the same thing every time. I try to get on a bus and I'm a little confused about whether or not I can pay cash, whether or not I can get change, or if I need exclusively a little card. And if I try to ask those questions, usually the bus driver will mumble something because they've answered it so many times. So they'll say something like, I can't hear. Oh, I should put this on my list. Teenagers. Number six, teenagers in groups. Number seven, charades. I don't enjoy parties. I don't enjoy party games. I get frozen up in fear. Number eight, speaking in front of people. Number nine, that maybe I'm just as paranoid as my dad. He's a little paranoid. I mean, he's an immigrant. He's constantly trying to not be conned, I feel like. Number 10, spiders. It's just something about the legs, I think. I wonder if this is an evolutionary thing. They've evolved to look kind of threatening the way snakes are a little bit. You know what? It's working. Good job, evolution. I'm Kathy Toot, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Kathy Toot is the co-host of the podcast Nancy. When she and Tobin Lowe, who's her co-host, pitched the idea for a podcast about the queer experience, there was a time when they wanted to name it Gadiolab. Here's Tobin's episode.
Number one, bugs, spiders, creepy crawlies in general. Number two, outliving the people I love. Number three, taking off my shirt in public. My elementary school used to do like a costume parade at lunch, like on the day of Halloween or like the Friday before or whatever. I can't even remember why, but that year I wanted to be like a Grim Reaper. So the costume that I had was like a robe, and my face was fully covered by a mesh, like black thing, so you couldn't even see my face. And the robe was very clingy, so it sort of was like made out of this really cheap latex something, so it showed off everything. It, like, my body was out there. We get up and we start parading around, and I hear one of the older kids say to another one, "Hey, look at the fat kid." Number four, plane crashes. And my partner told me I should specify whether I'm on the plane or whether I'm being hit by a plane. And in this case, it's I'm on the plane.
Should oxygen be needed, a mask will drop from the
car. Number five, calls in the middle of the night.
If you are sitting with someone needing assistance.
My godmother, Carol, her name was Carol Wong. She lived one street over. She was like a second mom. I want to say when I was 12 years old, I was watching TV in the back room. My mom ran in and said, "Carol had a heart attack." And she was dead that night. Carol was the first time where I was like, oh, death is arbitrary. Number six, bros. Bros scare me. Number seven, not being taken seriously. Number eight is maybe the one that embarrasses me the most, and that is I'm afraid of being mediocre. I get asked all the time why I stopped being a cellist. And the truth I feel like, which I don't admit often because it feels embarrassing, is that I always felt like I was talented enough to know that I wasn't exceptional. There's an interesting dynamic in my family, especially when I was growing up. My brother and sister, who are much older than me, both at a young age knew exactly what they wanted to do, knew the artistic career that they were going into, and became incredibly successful at it. So I feel like as a kid, there was this sense of like, I don't think anyone else was putting this on me, but there was this sense of like, I can't be not exceptional. Let's see. Number nine is getting to the end of life and not having maintained friendships. you know, I didn't come out until I went to college. And years later, when I changed careers, I left music and I became, you know, I went into the radio world. This idea of like, I can just shed my older self and become a new person became very appealing to me. And I have lost a lot of people because they got caught up in the fray of how quickly can I leave old Tobin behind? And you're part of old Tobin, so you only know him, and I'm a new person now. And when I realized that I was doing this or that I had done this, I had a thought of like, I could very well get to the end of my life and not feel like somebody was there with me the whole time. Number 10, I would guess, I'm going to say number 10 is dying on an amusement park ride, but like on a dumb ride. It's like, how did you die? And it's like, the spinning teacup I was on became unhinged and it went off the rail and I hit a tree. And that's how I died. I'm afraid of being judged even in the afterlife. But isn't that where you're supposed to get judged? My name is Tobin Lowe, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Tobin Lowe is the co-host of the podcast Nancy. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? When I go to the dog park with Kikuchio and somebody's dog comes up and is like, burrowing his nose into my crotch, and I'm kind of like, okay, doggy, and trying to push him away, and then it's like people are looking, and oh, it's just so embarrassing. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
But you can practice law whenever.